Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Malik Badawi does stop it at 98-23. Portland scores in stoppage time, second half. Timbers win 2-1 at Providence Park.
Well.
Listen.
Yeah.
We are not the worst team.
No.
There's one worse.
No, that's true.
And that's who we're playing.
Let's go. Can't wait. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, it'll be City SC hosting the Galaxy. That is the Los Angeles Galaxy. And to talk about it is Jen Cease, broadcaster for Y98. And Jen joins us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. How's it going, Jen? We haven't talked to you in it feels like years.
It has been. I gotta tell you, I followed a number of very interesting segments. I don't think I've followed one like your last one.
All right, Jen, we love you very much, but your phone sucks.
No,
so we're gonna put you on hold. We're going to reestablish a connection here because there's some cutting out that's going on. My guess is she's on an iPhone.
Oh, whatever. He's anti-iPhone.
Yeah. So
we'll get a better connection with Jen. But maybe she's in a tunnel.
I don't think she's in a tunnel. We don't have any tunnels.
Maybe we have a tunnel.
Where is the tunnel in St. Louis?
I think there's
Where's the tunnel that you drive through in St. Louis? The only tunnel we have is at the zoo where the train goes through it.
There's one on... I know. You on Manchester have to cross at Hampton have to cross under Manchester, I think.
That's an overpass. That is not a tunnel. Do you know the difference?
Yes.
All right, Jen Cease is back with us on KMOX. All right, Jen, we didn't hear a word you said. So how you doing?
What did you say? How are you doing? We'll start all over.
Is this any better?
Yeah, great. Way better.
Wonderful. I was just saying that I have followed a number of interesting segments, and that last one might be the most interesting one I've followed to date.
And Jen, as a fellow lady, don't you think when they were so impressed with the father who had 69 kids that they buried the lead when it was this same woman?
Yeah, no, that's insane. I've had 4, and that man should be locked up. This is stupid.
I know, because give the woman some. Well, first of all, like Matt said, that probably wasn't a healthy relationship.
Good God, no.
No, give the woman some credit here, because all a guy does is, Jen, they launched the grenade, and then we have to deal with the results.
Yeah, the guy gets an automatic orgasm, and maybe we get one, and I don't know. That's apparently not required. And then we do the rest. Congratulations, guys. Big pet trophy for you. I know we're here to talk soccer. I'm sorry.
Ron fell out of his chair. I will say...
And the other one's not required, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I can vouch for the fact that it's not required. The human species would cease to exist if that was a requirement every time. Sorry.
Maybe not there sorry. Was a glitch.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's, wow. In case you're listening, it is 10:30.
Yes. Speaking of balls, let's talk about soccer.
I was going to say, in case listeners are wondering, it is 10:36 on a Friday morning. Oh. So, yeah, it's not, you didn't wake up from a fever dream.
Yeah. It gets science. Rowdy.
Hey, it's science.
Science.
You can't be embarrassed by science.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And, so go right ahead, Jen. Let's talk about this soccer team.
Speaking of a turnoff.
No.
Why, Jen, they're struggling. They're struggling. We can't sugarcoat it. They need to turn things around.
That's right, 100%. So Coach David Critchley, who I know a little bit personally, he coached my daughter actually back in the day. It's so funny, it was just recently those Facebook reminders that us old people use, Facebook, as my kids tell me. Four of them, I had four, not 69. But my four kids tell me that, you know, Facebook's for old people, but it does pop up some nice memories. And funny that just this past weekend, it popped up a memory of David Critchley with my daughter's team. They won Missouri State Cup. He spent his time on the circuit and played here in the United States as well. And I think he's going to do good things for City. He's only been, you know, two games, one win, one loss. Not a bad track record so far. Great energy and hopefully some hope in helping the guys remember and find out again who they are, because I think they lost a lot of that identity in the last, you know, season and a half or so.
Well, how long does it take? Because they won the first game that he was their head coach. They lost the subsequent game. How long should it take for them to find a new rhythm?
Well, you know, sooner is better than later, of course. Statistically, you know, you've got only so many games right before, and the number crunchers will know that better than me, that, you know, before the playoffs are an impossibility. It's not there yet. So he's got some time, but knowing Dave and Critch, who you'll catch me saying that a lot, his nickname, knowing Critch and knowing how quickly he wants to, one, get back to the rhythm that, by the way, City 2 was in that DNA. So granted, that's the second team. It's not the same as first team, but they had never really broken with that rhythm before. So him kind of bringing that back to the first team, and, you know, that is also lockstep with how David likes to play the game. So, you know, I think it won't take long. He's building personal relationships, of course, with each of the players, finding out basically what makes them tick, what makes them, you know, work well on the field, which might be the system, might be a combination. He talked a little bit this week about trying to still figure out how Konrad Vollen works best, because he's such a versatile player. You know, maybe it depends on the opponent, on the game, where you're going to put him, who he works with best on the field. So he's still figuring those out. But hopefully in the next few weeks, we can start to see more of that City identity that we did see against San Jose. We also saw it against Portland. It was a tough game, over 100 degrees on the turf there. We saw it, but extending that identity for more minutes. So we're not just going 60 minutes. We're taking it a full 90.
If you're a City 2 player and you're going into the season, how likely is it? How much do you think, okay, I'm going to get a chance to play for the big team this year? And how surprised do you think some of these players are that they are? They're on the MLS team.
Yeah, in fact, that's a great question, Amy, because Brendan McSorley is the player profile we have for the next pregame. So I talked a little bit with him. He's from New Jersey, and how cool that was for the coach that he's been getting to know on the second team side, gets kind of like a homegrown. He's not from St. Louis, but, you know, homegrown's up. And even Roman Berkey talked about it in the press conference yesterday, that he was really happy that the City staff, Luke Svenningsdiel by name, he said, mm-hmm. that picked somebody from within the club. So I think it's great that those guys see line of sight. There's occasionally times when I have to catch an interview inside the facility, and City 2 and the first team, and, you know, a lot of times the academy players are often, you know, mingling together. I think it's a great thing to see that line of sight up to the first team right there in front of you in your facility.
Jen Cease is with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. So as Amy mentioned, these two teams that are playing tomorrow are 14th and 15th, the last two teams in the Western Conference. So City is, they've got 14 points. They are 8 points behind a playoff spot right now. Before the season started, Carolyn Kendall Betts said they have to make the playoffs this year. That was her edict, right? So, yeah. How likely is it that with about half the season left to go, that they're able to make up that ground. It's a lot of ground and a lot of teams in between them and Colorado.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of ground. They still have, some of the teams actually have one more game under their belt, so they do have a game in hand. A few teams do still have a game in hand with all the scheduling and Open Cup and all that kind of thing. So still having a game in hand and still, you know, again, chipping away. That getting that tie in Portland, a tie would have been good. I would have been really happy with the tie, given the conditions, to just snag a point there and also just continue the momentum would have been massive, but didn't do it. It's really, really important that they get these 3 points at home, particularly because after the LA Galaxy game, we've got a little bit of time before the next game. I think there's about a 10-day break where everybody's resetting. There's international stuff going on. Really would be important for them to get the 3 points to build on that. But yeah, I mean, Chris, you're not wrong. They don't have time to afford losses at this point. Are you going to win them all out? No. But if you can grab three here and grab one there, you can surely chip away at that difference. And, you know, there's been teams before in City's first year where our rival, Sporting KC, started out really not good in their season and ended up, you know, knocking us out of the playoffs first game. So it can happen.
You know, Jen, I know you don't know what to expect from an expansion team in the first few years. Obviously, that first year was insanely fun. But not only was it going to be more challenging this year anyway, they really have had a lot of injuries to major players.
Yeah, not untrue. And what I don't know is if this is just a city problem, St. Louis City, or is it an MLS issue? And I say this because Roman Berkey, again, he was in the press conference yesterday, did admit that he's never been on a team that's had this many injuries. Now, that MCL with Chris Durkin, that's a funky thing. I don't even count that. I've torn mine before, too, and that just kind of a fluke thing. But, like, all those hamstrings, all the quads, hip flexors, adductors, you look at that, and then you start to look at training. I am not a medical expert by any means, but I can tell you that just from talking to particularly the European players who come over and just talking to you, like, how is the MLS different? They spend a ton more time in our country in the gym. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. It just does make me wonder if there could be some overtraining done or maybe not appropriate rest. You know, you can rely a lot on data to tell you certain things about max heart rates and all those kinds of things. But when you're having continued injuries like that, you know, what does that involve? And what I don't know is it is a St. Louis City problem, or is it just kind of one of those things that it's the MLS and these are one of the things we deal with by the nature of how we operate.
Well, so the season is played in the summer, and the summer in St. Louis sucks in terms of heat and humidity. I know there was this idea about maybe moving the MLS schedule to a winter schedule. They abandoned that for now, and they wouldn't happen before like 2027, but it's still a possibility. Do you think teams like City have to train differently than a northern team like Minnesota would have to, just because it is so hot here?
That's a great question. Yeah, I do. I think that it's a, trust me when I tell you, Timo Baumgartel, one of our center backs, who thought that the Columbus Crew game like a month ago was too hot, and everybody warned him and said, oh, no, Timo, you have no idea. Went to Portland, and hopefully somebody said, yeah, that's more like what you're probably going to get for July and August in St. Louis. But yeah, for sure, you go north, and for the most part, unless you have a heat wave like you just did in Portland, you have that, you know, ability to get a little bit of a fresh breeze, you know. But we have such differing climates here when you talk about the United States. You go to my youngest is in Salt Lake now for a tournament, and had to come out of her game after 5 minutes because she hadn't adjusted to altitude yet. Yeah. So we've got such crazy, our country is just so big that a lot of players aren't used to changing so much. But to your point about summer, Chris, yeah, from hydration to just that humidity, and just, you guys know it when you walk outside, that kind of, you get smacked in the face with the humid and the hot. I do think it does change the way you have to train. And then if you're going to go play an opponent in a completely different climate that they've been training in, that changes how you have to approach that game and then how you adjust, particularly in that first 10, 15 minutes when you start playing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Jen, switching over to the 2026 World Cup here in the United States. It has been billed as a chance for the U.S. men's national team to, quote, change soccer in America forever. However,
well,
a few days ago in Nashville, the U.S. men's national team lost a fourth straight game. They lost to Switzerland 4-0 for the first time since 2007. They did not record a single shot on target. They trailed by 4 goals inside 40 minutes at home for the first time ever, and at halftime, or at least during the game, a half-empty stadium, quote, booed their brains out. What is going on with the U.S. men's national team?
Man, if I could figure that out, I'd have such a sweet job, wouldn't I? There's so many things that are floating out there. So everybody's in a panic, right? And I don't blame them. There's a little time for the World Cup, but not as much as you think because, you know, these are players that are training to get, like, City trains 5-6 days a week together. You get that rhythm, but when you bring national team players together, you're bringing them back from whatever environments they're in. So there isn't as much time as you think there is. So people, I think, are rightfully getting a little concerned. Now, Mauricio Pochettino, he's gone on record saying, you know, in this moment, as he's building things, he's worried more about process than results. But I don't think the process looked very good either. And then there's a lot of things floating out there from, you know, Tony Meola saying, hey, we need to have an American coach on staff. We've got a coaching staff that doesn't understand the system that we, whether you like it or not, that we grow athletes in, to a Landon Donovan, you know, who's calling out the big name players like Pulisic and others of saying, hey, why aren't you showing up for these games? Where's our pride in playing for country? It's probably one of a little bit of everything, but where I think who said it best was Mike Sorber on the City Spotlight that we had Wednesday night, former U.S. men's national team player, coach, who was in that as a coach in that 4-game loss. So he remembers that as a coach and said, you know, but what we had back then was identity. We maybe didn't do things right, but we knew we wanted what we wanted to do. We knew how we wanted to play. And he feels like at this moment that the U.S. men's national team really doesn't know who they are. Doesn't that sound similar to the earlier part of City season this year?
Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster for Y98. We appreciate it as always. And as we say goodbye, a text message listener says the Russian guy has scored more than City SC has. And yes, he has scored more than City SC in their entire history, I think. So
there you go.
Yeah. Like by a lot.
Good stat.
Hey, thanks for helping us out today.
You got
best.
It. If you ever need to talk about too many kids, I'm your girl.
Yeah, next time, why don't you clean it up a little bit?
I know. I got a text that said that our show is hilarious, but when you came on, the soccer lady, it was just like tons
of
emojis and exclamation points, and it says hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah. You're cracking up glad the audience.
Yeah.
Glad to help.
Cracking them up and getting us fired. So great job.
Steve's out of town.
Oh, yeah. He's not listening. Bye, Jen.
You're good. Bye, guys.
Jen Cease with us on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.